How much water would you have to drink to die? Which mathematician was the leader of an extreme religious cult that forbade its members from talking or eating beans? How did an episode of Friends create one of the most widely believed medical myths? The answers to these questions and hundreds more can be found in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description. Welcome back, and hopefully you caught the first part of me reacting to this very stable and very humble genius that Deconstruction Zone, Justin, my friend here, is talking to.
If you hear in my voice and it's 420, smoke your shit. Find the Lord, because he out there.
Let's check out the thrilling conclusion.
Would you like to first talk about how the Bible contains contradictions? Is that an easy place to start?
Sure.
Okay. Is it your belief that the Bible contains contradictions? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Does the Bible...
Well, we're off to a bad start.
...will even contain one contradiction?
No.
Okay. Now, if I did show you a contradiction, this is a hypothetical, if I did show you a contradiction, what would it mean?
I would probably be able to tell you how that's not a contradiction, and then you would say some bullshit about how I'm wrong about that.
That wasn't my analogy. My analogy said, if I did show you a true contradiction, what would it mean?
Okay, clearly I'm going to have to break out of your analogy if I'm going to show you something you've never seen.
Nope, wrong again.
What did that even mean? she thinks he's not saying, oh, here, I'm going to show you a particular example. He's saying, no, what if there actually was? Then what would you be forced to have to admit or believe?
Okay, well, then I guess where you're not, I'm not allowed to end your stream forever, I guess.
So my analogy-
That makes sense.
My analogy includes the fact that I showed you a bona fide contradiction. I'm saying, if I did indeed show you a true contradiction, what would it mean about the Bible?
First of all, you got to look at every translation because translations are tricky.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know Greek and Hebrew?
I know my way around a translation.
Oh.
That's another thing you learn.
She just- I honestly thought she was going to say yes. And I think she thought about saying yes, because remember, her ego, I've never seen anything like it, if you remember the first video. But her ego still was able, it didn't allow her to lie for once, but it still swept in and saved the day for her. Oh, I may not be able to read Greek and Hebrew, but I understand all the different translations, I sure do.
Earned with a master's in English. Research pretty good. You're doing a lot of writing, a lot of papers,
yeah.
A lot
did
of
you,
language
Did you learn the original
learning.
Languages?
I learned many languages. I understand how languages work.
Did you learn how to read Greek and Hebrew?
I learned many languages when you got your master's degree in English.
Do you know why they tell you to do that?
It's crazy
because
that you can't actually say yes
English
or no.
Degrees.
Answer the question. Do you know Greek and Hebrew?
You know why I can't? You know why I can't? Because you have already established
that's
in
all
your
I
mind
know. That's,
that is the height. And
that's all they want to know.
He's just trying to ask a question. And she's just psychoanalyzing.
Is if you can read the original languages that the Bible was written in. Because that seems to be the most important thing. If you think something's mistranslated, what we should be doing is going back and seeing what was in the original language. So I'm asking you, do you know the original languages?
Everything I don't know can be found. Google Translate exists.
All I asked you was whether
Bible apps.
I don't know why she can't answer a question. All I asked was whether or not you know the original languages. All you have to say is either yes or no.
I'll answer your question when you answer me if you're capable of free.
Holy shit.
Wrong again. I asked you a question already. I'm not going to let you run from it. It's an easy question. The question is, do you actually know Greek and Hebrew? It's just yes or no.
You're not going to let me run from it?
It's yes or no.
What?
Irrelevant question.
It's yes or no.
Okay, at first there, I thought she was complaining that he won't let her run from it, which would have been wild. But she was repeating what he said as if, how dare, she was just pearl clutching. But what did she say?
You're
right
not
after?
Gonna let me run from it?
It's yes or no.
It's an irrelevant question.
It's yes or no.
No, it's so incredibly relevant.
Oh, no?
It's irrelevant.
It's yes or no.
It's okay. What do I know the Greek or Hebrew? I know enough. I study it quite a bit. I know some words.
what is going on in this chick's brain? I don't understand it. Now she's saying she can speak it or understand enough of it.
Words, actually.
Okay, so you know a couple words.
I can't have a hold of conversation, no. But I have studied the Greek and the Hebrew, okay. And it's look upable.
Do you know what?
It's look upable.
Do you know
it's
what
such the, thing as a concordance?
Do you know what the aorist
Strong's concordance
conjugation is in Greek?
The what?
The aorist conjugation.
The aorist?
Yeah.
Is that the verb to be?
No.
What is it?
It's a form of conjugation in Greek. So you don't know Greek. Cool. All right.
An aorist conjugation. No, excuse me. All conjugations are the same.
No, they're not.
All conjugations. Yes, they are.
Nah.
You got a first person, second person, third person.
Wrong.
Yes, they are, bro.
Wrong.
Yes, they are.
You're wrong.
You can act,
you're wrong.
And you can look it up.
Maybe in English, but.
You're wrong.
You can look up. No, I'm not wrong. I have a degree. I've studied.
You don't have a degree in Greek. If you did, you would know that the aorist conjugation is a way of conjugating verbs where the action of the verb happened in the past, but is actually ongoing. So it's a past tense verb that is still continuing, right? That's an aorist verb in the Greek. I asked you that because it's a very common way of forming verbs in Greek. And I'm just curious if you actually know any Greek or if you just like learned a word once and now you think you know Greek.
Learned a word once. I just told you I have a degree in English.
Right.
All you're doing,
but not Greek.
Doing is describing,
but not in Greek. Okay, and you don't know any Hebrew either. I'm not even going to ask you about Hebrew verbal stems. That'd be a complete waste. Okay, so now let's talk about the
actual. You're acting like.
So let's talk about the actual contradiction.
I didn't tell you anything.
The way she's just screaming on mute.
So what I'd like you to do is open your Bible and go to 1 Chronicles 21. Can you do that?
You know, if I were this angry at somebody, I don't know why I would stick around, even if I was right on everything and they were wrong on everything, I can't imagine what would make me want to stick around.
He doing some illusionist bullshit on y'all. What? Where is it at?
They're watching you crash out right now. It's 1 Chronicles 21.
Yeah, because you're a liar.
Just go ahead and turn to 1 Chronicles 21.
And the only people that know are you and me.
No, you don't know anything. You're the Dunning-Kruger effect, remember? Just turn to 1 Chronicles 21. We'll actually get to the point.
1 Chronicles 21. Oh, yeah, like you understand anything about the Old Testament. We'll be here for a while, I'm sure.
I literally have 2 degrees in biblical studies, both of them focusing in the Hebrew scriptures.
Like I said.
Between, and what do
like
you I have,
so between the two of us, I would say one of us is actually prepared to read
between
the Old Testament.
Between the two of us.
So 1 Chronicles 21. Are you there yet? Let me know. Zaza, did you find the verse yet? Do you know where Chronicles is? Or do you have to look at like the reference guide at the beginning of the Bible? Maybe God will give you a prophecy about how to find it.
I like how she says she knows things in Greek, because she has a degree in English, but Justin doesn't know anything about the Old Testament, even though he has 2 degrees in Bible studies. This is incredible.
She's probably still yelling. She don't even know she's muted right now. It says Gad, that's the prophet. It didn't say God. It said Gad came to David and said to him, "Thus saith the Lord, take your choice. 3 years of famine or 3 months of devastation by your foes while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or 3 days of the sword of the Lord, pestilence on the land." So Gad is giving 3 options to David for a punishment. And the first option is 3 years of famine. The second option is 3 months of devastation. And the third option is 3 days of pestilence. Follow so far?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the parallel story, because this story is told twice, is going to be in the book of Samuel. If you go to 2 Samuel 24.
It says like it's either 7 years or 7 months instead of the 3.
We get the identical same story, except something is different. Let me see if you can find it. In verse 12, he says, "Go and say to David, thus saith the Lord, 3 things.
Now, is the English teacher going to be able to spot the difference?
Things I offer you, choose one of them and I will."
Not English teacher. Oh, geez, at least I hope not. I guess I don't know.
"We'll do it to you." So Gad came to David and told him, and he asked him, "Shall 7 years of famine come to you on your land, or will you flee 3 months before your foes while they pursue you, or shall there be 3 days pestilence in your land?" Did you spot the difference?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where's the difference?
The one says 3 and one says 7.
Yeah. Are those the same numbers?
No.
So then was it 3 or 7?
I don't know. I have to do some further research on it.
Sounds to me like it's just a contradiction.
It might be. It's a big ass book, and all of it intersects.
It's a big ass book? What's an ass book? That was a really actually incredible non sequitur. It's a big ass book, and it all connects. What does that have to do with in one place it says something that contradicts what it says in another place?
I know. That's why I know it's a contradiction.
No, you don't know that it's a contradiction.
I do.
Well,
no, you don't.
I do, because 3 and 7 are different numbers.
Oh my God, let's throw the whole fucking book out.
Oh, this is
that's only, really responsible.
This is literally
no, he never said that.
Just a tip of the iceberg. You want to keep going?
Sure.
All right, well, today you're going to learn.
You Mark never chapter said 2. The whole thing out.
No, no, no. Actually, yeah, you're right. I am. Because when I come back and look at every last one of these and end your fucking channel, I'm going to fucking spit on your grave.
Can't wait. I can't, literally cannot wait for you to come back. And
I,
give
know,
me...
I know that you can't.
Did she say?
I'm going to fucking spit on your grave.
Can't wait.
Oh, sit on your grave. I thought she said face.
I can't, literally cannot wait for you to come back. And
I
give
know,
me...
you, I know.
Wait, sit on my. What was the thing she said in the first video? Christians are humble and they have wisdom. I don't remember if she said that they should be better people or not, but whatever.
I know that you can't wait. Give me that you can't wait.
Your bad apologetics, because I already know all the apologetical
My
answers for this.
My bad apologetics, bro.
And they,
I said I'm a prophet.
And they don't work here. So
I said I'm a prophet.
Mark chapter 2, verse 26.
First Chronicles.
Okay, so she literally thinks that she's God's... special chosen little angel. That's the ultimate source of the just insane hubris that she has. Not like completely incapable of even thinking or telling other people that she doesn't know something, including contradicting herself almost in real time, saying, no, I don't speak Greek and Hebrew, and then later, yeah, I know enough.
First one was, wait, First Chronicles 21:11. Okay, and then this one is what?
The other one was in 2 Samuel. And
2 Samuel.
Let's see, what chapter were we in 2 Samuel? It was going to be chapter 24. Maybe
prophet.
You can ask God for guidance.
Isn't yeah, it? You
exactly
are a prophet.
What I'm going to do.
It's interesting that I bet your research is going to be looking stuff up on the internet and not getting revelation from God. I'm willing to bet that. But anyways, let's go to Mark chapter 2.
And if I find some shit, then what happens?
Nothing's going to happen. I already know what shit you're going to find. I already read it.
What do you mean? What? Okay. Fine, keep going.
Listen, you go to Apologetics Press or gotquestions.org, come back with the bad answer, and I'll cook you on your bad answer just like I'm cooking you now. So Mark chapter 2.
You're not, no, you're not going to cook me on shit.
Yeah, I will. Go to
you're
Mark.
You're going
to
get cooked.
In your dreams. Go to Mark chapter 2 for me.
In your dreams. What?
Go to Mark chapter 2.
No, you said 2 Samuel 24.
We're already done with
and then
it.
You didn't say anything else.
No.
What did we say?
It's already done. 3 and 7 are different.
No, that was 1 Chronicles 21:11.
Which is a contradiction of 1 Samuel 24. Or 2 Samuel 24.
Oh, those are addressing the same thing.
It's the same story. Two different authors,
Hold
different
up.
Details.
2 Samuel 24. 2 Samuel 24. He wasn't king in 2 Samuel.
Yeah, it was.
Hold up.
Sure was.
2 Samuel 24.
Literally the same
thing. Let me just double check. Because you're just saying any fucking
thing. Yes. Same story.
You,
the Holy okay. Spirit is
put
guiding
those two chapters, put
David
those two.
David enrolls the fighting men. Hold up.
Put the two chapters side by side. They're the same story.
David enrolls the fighting men.
You're right.
Okay.
Freed. She was okay, supposed to be smarter. I expected better from a Christian being that they're supposed to be smarter than us atheists.
This does not indicate smartness. You're not getting me on that showy bullshit.
It seems to me like you're not very smart if you don't know that these are the same chapters.
You're not getting me smart. This ginormous book, 3 and 7 is all you...
It's not too much for a prophet to be able to handle.
I got two numbers.
I got a lot more than that. I got so much.
Oh, you got seven typos where it said comb instead of brush?
Nope, not
Jeez
even
Louise.
Not even close. I've got so much more if you can actually get the
well,
mental...
Well, the second one is just a shadow of the first one.
If you
so
can actually muster the mental fortitude to keep forging on, you can see some more. Okay.
Mark 2:26.
Now, Jesus is speaking
Y'all
here.
Love to say none of these should even count. These are eyewitness accounts.
They're
so freaking stupid. Mark,
none of these should count because they're eyewitness accounts?
Wasn't an eyewitness. Mark was the cousin of Barnabas. Do you think Mark was a disciple?
Mark wrote it. No, Mark wrote it on behalf of Peter.
Oh, where's that in the Bible?
It's Peter's. That's known, just like you pulled out that Barnabas shit. That's not in the Bible.
Yeah, Colossians chapter 4. Mark, read it for
Colossians chapter 4, what about it?
Says that God.
The thing that you said, the thing that you asked for.
Mark is a cousin of Barnabas. You haven't read this book, have you?
What does that have to do with anything?
You have no idea what's in this book.
No, No, listen, you don't have to perform for everybody.
That's crazy to me.
You don't have to perform everybody.
All right.
Mark was writing on behalf of Peter. Everybody knows that.
No, they don't.
That's Peter's.
I disagree.
That's Peter's point. Of course everybody knows that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I disagree.
Yes, they do.
I disagree.
Okay, well, they should because it's old news.
It's not old news. It's,
they only started changing.
Everybody knows. No, they don't. Well, they should.
They started changing that shit since the internet.
Nah, it's just mythology. So in Mark chapter 2.
No, it's not fucking mythology.
The internet. She's blaming the internet.
How old are you?
It's mythology. Mark chapter 2.
How old are you?
I mean, if you want to read the book, we can read the book. It sounds like you're afraid to read the book.
It's not. You know why it's mythology? Because it's true, bro.
It sounds to be that you're afraid.
Why would they lie about it?
Do you know why it's mythology? Because it's true. That should be a mug or a t-shirt or something with Hadassah 2025 after it.
Sounds like you're afraid to read the book. You want to read it?
I'm not afraid to read the book.
It's on the screen right now.
I know about what Mark is.
You don't. Hadassah, read what's on the screen.
Yes, I do.
Read what's on the screen.
How he entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. He gave some to his companions.
Right. And who's this about? Do you know what's happening in Mark chapter 2?
David.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you believe that when David went into the temple or the shrine at Nob and ate the showbread, that Abiathar was the high priest?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you know where that story comes from?
Somewhere in Samuel.
Yeah, because I'm typing it on the screen. 1 Samuel 21. All right, so now.
No, I know where Samuel. I've read my Bible.
Oh, I'm sure. You've demonstrated.
You pompous ass.
You've demonstrated that so well to us.
I read it for funsies.
So David came to Nob to the priest Ahimelech, and Ahimelech came trembling to meet David and said to him, why are you alone and no one with you? And then what happens? He has a whole conversation with Ahimelech, and Ahimelech gives him the showbread. He says, give me 5 loaves of bread and whatever is here. And the priest answered David, I have no ordinary bread at hand, only the holy bread. So actually, who's the high priest here?
It says Ahimelech.
Oh, shit. Is Ahimelech Abiathar?
I don't know.
No, they're not. They're different people.
Okay.
Which
I don't remember what the excuse for this one is. Something like one of them is the other person's dad or something, or one of them is the higher high priest, and they would. And it was a common convention to say in the time of so-and-so, like I would call, my dad's name is Paul. So like my life is the time of Paul. So there was a book that said, oh, Planet Peterson's channel, where that guy Paul talks to people. Well, you know, his dad's name was Paul and it was in the time of Paul. So yeah.
No. Means, that doesn't change the point of anything.
That means Mark chapter 2, verse 26 is wrong. They quoted the Old Testament wrong. That's another contradiction. Want to see more?
Okay, the Jesus himself quoted the Old Testament wrong. How about that then?
I love it. Matthew 22. We'll do it right now. We'll do Luke 4 and Matthew 22. And shit, well, there's even a passage in Matthew where he misquotes Psalm 8.
Sounds like Jesus isn't all-knowing.
But my favorite thing is Matthew 22. If you go down to verse 41. It says, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question, what do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. And he said to them, how is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet? What is Jesus saying? Why is he quoting Psalm 110 here?
Because he's asking who the Lord is in the sentence.
Right, but what's he saying?
And how can it be his son?
What is he suggesting about the Messiah?
He's suggesting that the label is not correct.
He's suggesting that the Messiah is not just the son of David. The Messiah is also on par with God. Right?
No, I don't think that's what that means. I think that means that he is questioning the son of David moniker. He's saying, why are we saying this? And the scripture says this. So they were calling him son of David.
So Jesus is making something very interesting here. He's just saying, if David calls him Lord, how can he be his son? He's just saying that the Messiah is going to be Lord, right?
Right.
Okay. So do you believe then that when Jesus is quoting this text, like I should go back to Psalm 110 and I should see David saying, the Lord said to my Lord, right?
Sure.
Have you read Psalm 110?
A couple of times, probably, yeah.
Mm, interesting.
It's a big book. I read it. It's part of my life. So I'm not, I don't have a stick up my ass. I don't have a medal for how many hours I've spent reading the Bible, like some people.
Odd for a prophetess. So Psalm 110 starts out with Na'um Yahweh, which means an oracle of Yahweh. It doesn't actually.
Oh, slam dunk. You guys are idiots.
I don't think you actually know what I just said. So it doesn't start out saying that the Lord said to my Lord. It says Na'um Yahweh, La'adini. which means an oracle of Yahweh.
He really should have asked her to read the Greek because she kind of insinuated that she could earlier instead of reading it for her.
To my master. That's what that means. This is clearly an oracle from somebody in King David's court about King David, which is why he literally says, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies my footstool, the exact promise made to David that came true in 1 Kings chapter 5. So this is not David even
that
speaking.
That is somebody's interpretation.
No, it's not.
That's someone's interpretation.
Nope.
If Jesus is using that,
you're wrong.
Jesus himself is using that as reference
and
to
he's
himself.
Wrong. Do you know why he's wrong?
Oh, Jesus is wrong. You're deluded.
Do you want to know why he's wrong?
I mean, the question begging that she just did there. So she's conceding that the Old Testament source says something different, and she's just saying that Jesus meant it in a completely different way because Jesus is Jesus and Jesus knows what Jesus knows and what Jesus said is true. So, wild.
Why is he wrong?
Because he doesn't know how to read Hebrew, or whoever wrote the Gospel of Matthew didn't know how to read Hebrew. They're quoting it from the Greek. Do you know what the Greek text says?
What does it say?
Oh, shit. I said Greek earlier, and that's Hebrew. Okay. Stupid. Stupid on me.
It says, the Lord said to my Lord. Do you want to know why it says that?
Why does it say that?
Because just in, like our English Bibles, rather than saying the name of Yahweh, quite often they would say the Lord instead of Yahweh to protect the divine name. So in the Greek text...
This is part of why Dan McClellan always says Adonai instead of Yahweh, because there are sects of Judaism that believe that you can't say Yahweh. It's inappropriate to say it.
Text, it literally says Hakirios, the Lord said to my Lord. And it sounds, if you're reading that, it sounds like it's talking about two different lords. But when you read it in the original Hebrew, it's clear that there are not two lords. There is an oracle of Yahweh to a Lord, to the master. Adonai just means my master. It's what they called the king.
That Adonai is the name of God. It's plural.
Nope, it doesn't say.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't say Adonai, and Adonai is not plural.
Well, what does it say then?
It says Adonai. Adonai is a different vowel pointing.
Okay.
Yeah, English major.
Okay, so I don't agree with your interpretation. That's just an interpretation.
What? Well, then,
first of all,
show me where it's wrong.
First of all.
Yeah, but he gave you. He gave you an explanation on multiple levels in multiple different languages that made perfect sense. Your explanation was Jesus was right because he's Jesus.
Well, show me where it's wrong.
Listen.
So,
did you know that? Are we going to have an actual conversation?
Not if you keep
because
talking.
Because I don't think you're capable of that. So, I don't think you're capable of that.
Does the word Naum?
You got me going down your funnel. You got me going down your weird ass funnel thinking this is important. None of this changes.
We'll just try this again. Does the word Naum, is that a verb or a noun? Do you know? Is it a verb or a noun?
Is what a verb or a noun?
The word I have highlighted, Naum, is that a verb or a noun?
What does it mean?
I'm asking you, is it a verb or a noun?
I don't know.
How can a prophet with a master's degree in English not know the answer to this question?
What the translation of the word is, so I wouldn't
know. Okay, it's a noun. It's not actually a verb. It doesn't say that Yahweh said anything. It just says an oracle of Yahweh. Naum Yahweh.
Do you do know that Bible apps have Hebrew on them?
I know.
I would click on it.
Which is why I went to school to learn Hebrew, so I wouldn't have to do dumb things like use websites. So
Naum, went to school to learn something that you can just look up on an app.
I know,
so
yeah.
Congrats, bro.
I know you went to learn English. You went to learn something that I learned as a fifth grader. That's what you did. I went to school and I actually learned the original languages and history of the Bible.
You're arrogant. Okay,
I'm not arrogant. I'm just right. The fact of the matter is, Naum is a
those were my electives too.
Naum wasn't a verb. It's actually a noun, right?
Nothing. All you're saying is gobbledygook, bro. So, and I know
it's just so not.
It's not gobbledygook.
Yes, it is.
Do you think
it doesn't prove?
Do you think that verbs and nouns are the same?
Are you an asshole and a cocksucker?
It sounds to me like you're incapable of answering the question. Do you think that verbs and nouns are the same?
Do you think that your arrogant act is fooling any fucking body?
It sounds to me like you're feeling a little hot under the collar and you're incapable of engaging with the dialogue, which is why you're crashing out like a
toddler.
Because
it's free.
So the question was, do you think that verbs and nouns mean the same thing? Because if this is... If in fact this is a noun,
this time's coming.
If in fact this is a noun, it.
Oh boy, end time prophecies coming up.
Doesn't say that God spoke. It doesn't say that Yahweh spoke. It actually is announcing.
This over with.
It's actually
real
announcing.
Real Christians have
It's actually announcing something. So the question is, what is it?
Real Christians have experienced. So literally, no matter. It doesn't matter that he can read it in the original language, and in the later translation. And he knows a lot of the history behind it. None of that matters because Christians know the truth, which is, and by Christians know the truth, all that means is Christians believe that Christianity is true no matter what. So none of this matters for that reason.
Question is, what is it?
Real power.
What is it announcing?
We don't need these stupid ass arguments.
You've got real power. Oh shit.
Yes,
what power do you have?
Experience.
Show me your power.
You're an asshole.
Show me the power.
I got the power to see through your bullshit and know that it has nothing to do with the truth. The people are thirsty for someone who's going to give them something real. And you
sounds like you're incapable of doing that.
All you did was copy the Pharisaical Christian model, make it secular. I'm not impressed. It's retarded. And the Lord's coming for it. The prophet Hadassah is debuting today because it's Easter, Passover, and 420. What's good? If you hear in my voice and it's 420, smoke your shit. Find the Lord, because he out there.
It sounds
calling
to me,
the Lord. I'm talking about Jesus.
Sounds to me like you're out there, and I don't know if you know how this platform works, but this platform is certainly not a place where you get to preach. So the question is whether or not you want to engage in some dialogue. I'm more than happy to engage in some dialogue.
Cut out the middleman. Go find the Lord. Go find Jesus. That's what a Christian. What's good? What's good? The Lord is good. He loves you. Fuck this guy.
That's all she
He's
got.
He's a liar.
That's all she got.
He's got pride.
Pride. Praise Jeebus.
Pride is what caused this whole...
Pride. Yeah, yeah. He's the one with pride. Not the person pretending they can speak languages and read languages that they don't. Man, I can't remember what all the lies she told in the first one were. But, man.
Let me know when you're done. I'll call your mama and have her come change your diaper.
Pride is what caused the whole thing. That's why.
Well, I mean, at least.
Oh boy.
She was fun. We'll give her.
yeah, I agree. Make sure you're subscribed to Justin. Most of the people he talks to aren't that crazy, but it's basically always really entertaining. And sometimes I'm there. See you tomorrow.